your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Body Talk, a comprehensive look at traditional, alternative, and functional medicine, featuring Dr. Stephen Ross with co-host Drake Kellis. Now let's discuss Body Talk. Here are Dr. Ross and Drake.
Welcome to Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and other host, Dr. Stephen Ross. And today we're talking about immune health and the challenges and concerns that are going on there on a daily basis. And what happens is we get in this cold and flu season. People, it starts typically when school gets back in session. So a lot of times the kids will get the sickness first, and then it will transpire to the parents. And so some of these concerns are that people get sick quick and fast, and then they stay sick for a long period of time. There's been thoughts of the flu vaccine. We had actually Dr. Corin on the last two programs, which I was bummed to miss that, but I'm glad to be back here.
That was a great program. Yeah, I missed it, but Heather, our guest co-host, did a great job trying to fill your shoes, Drake.
She's good. She's very good. And, you know, Dr. Corin had a lot of good points about the vaccines, and I know that's very, very good for the patients and listeners to be informed about the vaccines. But, Dr. Ross, tell us some of the things that you see when you have patients who come in, they have or present with any kind of immune challenge, or they're, you know, sick. I mean, what are some of the things you typically see?
Well, I see a whole variety, but basically, you know, the number one factor influencing this is stress.
Right.
We've talked about that before because stress influences and is the basis for most all the diseases we have today. Mm-hmm. And when we're under stress, our stress hormones become depleted, our cortisol and DHEA, our adrenal glands become fatigued, and that has a direct influence on our immune system. So it's a challenge because, as you know, Drake, you know, most people just want that quick fix.
Right. And yeah. Well, and you talk about adrenal glands being fatigued, and I think that's such a key area that people get very little sleep, then they rely on coffee, they get the adrenals burned out, and then we have this issue of being tired and get sick quickly, right?
Right, right. And like I said, that does have a direct effect on our immunocytes in our immune system. So we start seeing a depletion of our immune response. And before you know it, you are open to the challenges of what's around us in the environment and people that you're in contact with.
Right. In fact, 70% of the immune system is actually found in the GI tract.
That's right.
And what happens is we overstress or some of these areas, more stress and more inflammation towards our GI, that can cause allergies to certain foods and so forth.
Absolutely. It opens up our what are called tight junctions in our gut lining that then allow particles to go through into our blood system much larger than normal. And what happens then is the body looks at that and reacts to it as a foreign body and starts engulfing those foreign bodies, when in fact it's not a foreign body, it's food particles, but it's larger than, I believe it's four molecule sizes, or I think that's what it is, four molecules in size. It's nutrients, and then our bodies become sensitized to it, and if we continue to eat that type of food and our immune system continues to be suppressed by stress, then we can develop food allergies, and food allergies can then result in such things as autoimmune diseases. And gosh, I mean, you know, the list and the circle continues on from there.
Well, and it's truly amazing that thinking about getting sick, you don't think about the root cause being stress, but in reality that's typically is the cause that people
right.
get stressed out, they get sick, and so many things can transpire from not just from feeling icky and gross and wanting to lay in your bed for the next few days, but also you could have food allergies and you can
right.
develop into chronic sickness as
right.
well.
Absolutely. And when we talk about stress, we're not talking about just psychological stress and not getting enough rest or not eating well, but we could be talking about environmental stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the toxins in the environment.
Like what toxins are you referring to?
Oh, gosh. I mean, anything in the air that's polluting our air today or in our water supply or from other individuals.
Right. You know, it's interesting because you say the water supply, the air, 60 years ago, people didn't get sick near as much, maybe even longer than that. But
shorter than
20,
that. 30 years
yeah.
ago, we didn't see the sickness that we do today.
And we live in the North County, San Diego area, and your practice is located in Del Mar. And what we see is when we come into Orange County, we see this thick layer of smog.
That's right.
And are those some of the
absolutely. These are toxins from pollution from industrial waste from cars and trucks, anything that happens to be in the air. If there's a fire, how long do those particles stay around?
That's
quite
true.
A long time.
Right.
And what we're seeing is that we're constantly bombarded by these particles. We're constantly bombarded by environmental toxins. We're constantly bombarded by the toxins that we have in our water. And our body has a difficult time dealing with that.
Yeah.
So that's a big stressor.
Yeah. And yesterday there was the FA-18 fighter jet that had landed in the neighborhood. And I heard that they had to evacuate a lot of those houses because of the toxins.
Well, yes, that's right. They actually surrounded, I don't know how many blocks. And the warning was that there may be toxins. So, you know, the particles move into the air, and dependent upon the path of the wind that day, it could go inland, it could go out, it could go north, it could go south, it could just settle right on your house.
Yeah, and our hearts go out to those families who've lost members. But
absolutely.
Needless to say, it's very crazy to think that just walking out in the environment, you can actually get sick because you're surrounded by it. And I know that you know, you probably deal with people who have mold and toxicity in their own house.
Absolutely.
You know, flooding, any of those kind of areas.
Yes, absolutely. And mold is a big problem. I was actually personally dealing with that about a year and a half ago with my wife. We moved into a house, a relatively new house, and she started developing all kinds of rashes, and nobody could figure this out until we did some of our functional medicine testing and found out that she had 10 times the normal level of mold in her body. Nobody had seen that.
Right.
And it was very difficult and challenging to deal with that, but we did finally find the source, and we moved out of that house, and over the last year or so, she's been healing. But again, this is an attack on the immune system. So she was more susceptible to colds, more susceptible to receiving any kind of sickness that was out in the environment.
Well, so people, that mold is such a common issue that is often overlooked. People don't realize this. So give us some of the symptoms that your wife was experiencing, or even patients that you see are experiencing.
Well, some of the symptoms there's a whole myriad of symptoms.
Right.
We could have things like headache and fatigue, and these were some of the things she was developing.
And that's commonly what I hear, too.
Yeah, headaches, fatigue, digestive upset. Remember, the whole immune system is compromised at this point with the mold. Tremendous rash, itching. It looked like she had chicken pox.
Oh, wow.
We ended up in the ER three times in the middle of the night because it was so uncontrollable. And we had seen a number of specialists in San Diego, and actually around the country we had visited and talked to them. And finally we did find not only the source, but again the treatment for it, which was a natural treatment. We found some botanicals that were very effective. We found some herbs that were very effective. We found vitamins and minerals that were very effective. But again, once your immune system's compromised that badly, it takes a long time to restore it. And probably about now she's, you know, back to where she was prior. But I'll tell you, that was quite a challenge, Drake.
Now let's fast forward. Okay, you move out of the house that had mold in it, and was her sleep getting better? Was her fatigue getting better?
Yes, almost immediately.
Wow.
Almost immediately, because the mold that we found, get this, not only was it in the house, it was under the slab in the corner of the room that was on her side of the bed.
Oh, my goodness.
So here she is sleeping most of the day because she was so wiped out, and she was sleeping right on top of the mold.
So as she was sleeping, it's almost like she was getting sicker.
That's right. She was basically sleeping on top of a toxic dump.
And this is something that, you know, we see on a daily basis, that people are either they're sick and they don't know why. Maybe they feel like they've been taking care of themselves and they've been taking vitamin C and some of these other natural products that we're going to talk about later on in the program.
Right.
And so they feel like they should be fine. They shouldn't have these immune challenges. But in reality, it could be the kind of vitamin C you're taking. It could be the kind of natural products you're taking. It could be your flu vaccine. There's a great website.
Oh, absolutely. You know. And if you listen to Dr. Corin's last show, his notice was that any of these vaccines can cause immune challenges. Not only that, but then we start seeing memory loss, fatigue, exhaustion, digestive problems, ADD, ADHD, autism, and the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, and I know Dr. Corin went into detail a lot about the vaccines in general.
Yes.
Also, there's a kind of a funny satirical video that they did in Canada, and if you go to YouTube.com, you can take a look at it's what's in a flu shot, and it talks about, you know, the formaldehyde the mercury and all these different
things. Something?
But it's actually really funny. And then by the end, you see them mix up the vaccine and put it in a blender. And it's really funny because you see at the end, they say, you know, hey, you're the person who's sick. Would you like to take this to prevent it? And the guy's like, no, thank you. You know, and it's really funny. You ought to take a listen to it.
That's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. So
and what is it called again?
It's What's in a Flu Shot.
What's
just
in
put
a Flu
that in
Shot?
The search.
All right, great. And I'll tell you, if the listeners had missed the last two shows with Dr. Corin, you really need to tune into that. Mm-hmm. And they are on our website at voiceamerica.com. And also, they are on our website at curingthecause.com as well. So
perfect.
You can bring them up. You can listen to them. You can also burn it onto a disc if you want.
Yeah,
or
I've
download onto an MP3.
Yeah, I have them on my iTunes, and I listen to them in the car just to see how the show went and listen to
see what you
feedback.
Missed.
Yeah, well, in the last 2 weeks, I've been able to do that. And that's a great part of it is that you can actually listen to these shows in the car while you're driving.
Right.
And, you know, depending on your commute, that's not a bad idea.
We're going to build a whole library that people will be able to go to at any time they want, pick up on it, and listen to some current events on healthcare and medicine. So this is real exciting.
Yeah, and we're really excited to help you with your health challenges. Immune challenges are such a big aspect of today's day and age, and it seems like people are getting sicker more and more. And, you know, are you tired of feeling sick and tired? Are you
Absolutely.
Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? And that's a great quote I've heard before. And, you know, that's what this program's about, is really helping patients feel better, reduce the sicknesses and stress. And also, sleep is a big aspect that's also can be related.
Sleep is a huge aspect. And actually, when a patient comes into me, that's one of the first things that we want to work on is sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because sleep is when your immune system charges up.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is when your brain, your body regenerates and restores.
Absolutely.
And if you're not getting a good night's sleep, if you're not getting those REMs, if you're not sleeping through the night, that's going to create some challenges on your immune system and on your blood glucose levels and everything,
right. Everything,
the whole body. So, yeah, sleep is very, very important.
Yeah, and your body heals when you sleep, so it allows,
that's right.
You know, exactly what you're saying, your immune system charges up, it allows the body to heal. It's like, you know, with your cell phones, when the battery's dead, you put it in the charger. That's what our body's doing. It's charging up the body while we're sleeping to allow us to have, for the next day.
That's right.
So
our hormones are being built at that time. Growth hormone is being stimulated at that time. Progesterone is being manufactured at that time. So, yeah, these are very, very important times.
Yeah. Well, we are heading up on a break, and we'd really like you as a listener to join our show in progress. And, you know, if you don't get a chance to, if you listen to this the recording, obviously you can't join us because we're off the air. But right now we're live from 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesdays to noon. And if you'd like to join our show in progress, the phone number is 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Also visit us on curingthecause.com. That's www.curingthecause.com. This is Body Talk, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit curingthecause.com today.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience, improving health through the nervous system.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your hosts, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And we are talking about your immune challenges, health in general, to stay healthy during this, especially the flu season, and also the, now we're getting to the holiday season where we have a chance to eat more of the junk food, which makes us tired and makes us more fatigued. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, we see
increase
sickness.
Our sugar intake, you increase our insulin, increase our glucose production, and before you know it, your immune system is really challenged. So, yeah, that's a really big subject, and especially now, because it's so difficult for people to maintain their, I hate to use the word, diet.
Right.
As we head out to the parties, and there's all kinds of candies and cookies and all this great healthy food out there, right, Drake?
Oh, yeah, all the healthy food. The fruitcakes, right? That's the healthy.
Fruitcakes, oh, God. Yeah, and it tastes so good, and then you come home and you just feel lousy.
The idea of fruit is really good, and cakes are really good, but these two together, they missed the mark, I think.
Yeah, I think so, but they still show up.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Aunt B still wants to make those fruit cakes and pass them off to their relatives.
Well, you know what? So let's provide the listeners with an answer at the same time. You know, if they're in the San Diego area or even worldwide, they really should come and see you because you can really help them with these health and immune challenges. And it's not like a, you know, one stop, you know, pop this pill or pop this vitamin,
right,
and you're done. But this is just something that we can advise that will help you on the right track. But in reality, you really need to come see Dr. Ross to get the full benefits of feeling better and getting better. And it can be anything from mold to environmental toxins to sleep to digestion to health in general.
So. Hormonal imbalances, absolutely. Yeah, and now that I'm working with Heather Fleming, who was my co-host for the last 2 weeks,
yes,
she is outstanding in talking about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now both working as a certified first-line therapist, and that really gives us a real step up, if you would, to help our patients,
mm-hmm,
develop some changes in their lifestyle, whether it be eating habits, exercise, knowing what nutrients that they may be deficient in, and helping and encouraging, because a big part of this is coaching.
Of course.
You know, coaching is a very big thing.
And as we enter into January, and it's the new year, and people make their New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm,
to feel healthy and get better and lose weight, and those are typical of some of them. However, most of them are filled by the end of January. It's,
yes,
about 85%, I believe. And what first-line therapy does is it allows you as the doctor to take ownership and help the patient get through these areas where they put together the goals with you, and you set it up. I know Heather's going to be coaching as well.
Right.
And the reality is that when we have somebody who holds us accountable and coaches us along, we're able to maintain a program longer, and we're able to feel better. And this isn't just a diet program. It's not just, change your diet, this is what you need to eat. It's really a lifestyle program and really empowering people.
It is. Right. And having a coach in any area of your life, if you've ever had a personal trainer or you've had a financial planner, you know that they make you accountable. And you visit with them on a weekly basis, and you've got to be ready with some answers that following week.
Right.
And those answers better be the right answers, otherwise you're not going to continue on that track, and you're not going to reach your goals. So I think coaching is very important.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And when you're looking at staying healthy, and you don't want to get in this funk, you know, when people feel fatigued and obviously they feel icky, for better lack of terms.
I like that word, icky.
Icky. It's like when you're a little kid. Yeah, that's icky. But this is really a great time to talk about, what are some of the things we can do to stay healthy during the cold and flu season? What are you doing?
Well, I think number one is getting enough sleep.
Right.
Getting enough sleep. Now that the sun goes down earlier, our bodies start changing their biorhythm much earlier in the day, our melatonin starts kicking in. We need to really be observant of that. And getting to sleep at a reasonable time is very, very important. I know most people want to stay up and watch Jay Leno and all those shows at night until they pretty much die off to their bed.
Well, that's what the DVR is for, so we can digitally, the digital video recorder that allows us to record those late shows and watch them.
That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
But it's really important. Research tells us that if we get to sleep by 10 and we wake up at 6, that's your full cycle of sleep. And you should be waking up feeling energized. You should be waking up feeling ready for the day. And I can't tell you how many people come in to see me for all kinds of problems, and one of their complaints is, I wake up more exhausted than when I went to bed.
Right. Well, and what are some of the reasons that happens?
Well, again, they go to sleep too late.
Right.
You know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, 1 in the morning. They get up at 6, and they think they've got a full night's rest. They're not eating well.
I was going to say, eating seems like a big one.
You know, how many people out there are missing a breakfast? And breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Or how about the late-night snackers who need their chocolate or their ice cream or their binge,
you know? That's right. Their carbohydrates before going to sleep.
Well, and in first-line therapy, they spend quite a bit of time looking at breakfast. And what they say in there is that break fast.
That's right.
You need to eat within the first half an hour.
First half an hour. And also you need to be drinking at least 8 to 10 ounces of water right when you get up in the morning. So one of the things I encourage my patients is put a glass of water on your nightstand before you go to bed.
Right.
And when you get up in the morning, before you even hit the ground, take a sip and then start drinking. Because that will get your body the circulation will get moving a little better. You'll start thinking more clear at that time. And let's face it, I mean, we haven't had anything to drink for 6 to 8 hours. Your body is dehydrated.
Right. And the body is made up of primarily, there's quite a water.
78% water.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Same with our world. I mean, we have so much water.
78% water in the world. So there's something to it.
Yep.
You know? And then having a good protein when you wake up in the morning. You can mix that with some veggies, some good carbohydrates. That's very important. That gets our body the proper nutrients and the proper fuel to start the day.
Right.
And again, supporting the immune system.
Right. And what you're saying is so true. And I think that if we could just have listeners, if we did one thing for you today, was change your mind in the way you eat. And if you can start off with eating breakfast. Now, when we say breakfast, that doesn't mean the sugary cereals with the milk. It means eating something very low glycemic index, something like eggs and maybe even vegetables in there.
Or some form of good protein.
Yeah.
And when we talk about glycemic, maybe our listeners don't have a real definition of that. And basically what that is how quickly a food breaks down, how quickly the sugar becomes absorbed. So low glycemics, some ideas of low glycemics are above ground vegetables. They don't have a big sugar load. And I think even more important than glycemic index, now today we're talking about glycemic loading.
Right.
So yes, you can have a high glycemic vegetable, such as carrots, which is high glycemic, and that's perfectly fine. But don't eat a whole bunch of carrots.
Yeah, don't go get the baby carrot bag at the grocery store and start eating. In fact, if you look at baby carrots, they're even a higher glycemic load than a normal carrot, a long carrot.
And why is that?
Well, the main component is sugar. I mean, it's really smaller, and so it's
very compact.
It's compact, essentially. So.
Right, very compressed. Yeah. So that's very important. Starting off the morning with low glycemics, low glycemic loading, good source of protein. Stay away from those cereals.
Yeah.
The cereals are nothing but sugar. Well, even the healthy ones, you know, they're a tremendous amount of sugar.
Well, and I was listening, you know, when I first met Heather a few years back, she said, stay away from the cereals. And I was like, well, what about granola? Granola is supposed to be good, or oatmeal is supposed to be really good. She said, anything that's processed is probably not good for you. And then I started looking at the content of sugar in the granola and the calories and everything, and it starts to add up. And what you notice is the serving size, it's really intriguing. The serving size compared to what you're actually eating, I mean, granola...
Nobody eats the serving
exactly.
size. Come on.
One-eighth of the whole bag, and typically the bag is a normal serving size, or it seems like a normal eating size,
right.
But in reality, the granolas and all the other food, it's very sugary.
Right.
Even the ones like you said that are more on the less sugar or very healthy, as they speak, still have a glycemic load, and you're taking in carbohydrates that could be non-beneficial for you.
So. Right, and damaging our pancreas.
And in the list and the longs of product problems, and we have blood sugar issues, and we have metabolism issues, and we wonder why we can't lose weight because we are eating healthy breakfasts.
So we think.
We think.
You know, you take a look at the serving size here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a restaurant and take a look at the serving size. You know, you order a steak. I don't eat steak anymore, but you order a steak and it's heaping over the plate.
Mm-hmm.
The potato is the size of somebody's head. I mean, what have we come to in this country? And you look at other countries and you get small morsels of food and the Americans are insulted.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have such small amounts here? And the fact of the matter is, take a look at their health, the health of other individuals in other countries, and see how they're dealing with health issues or how they're dealing with the food crisis. And when I say food crisis, supersize me.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
That's a great movie, you know, that you can
It is.
It gives
it
a good understanding of what the marketing in America here is amazing. What you can market. You can market some junk on a stick and people would eat it if the marketing was good enough.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's essentially what a Twinkie is and a Ding Dong. I mean, there's a whole book on why the Twinkies are bad. And
Twinkies are bad? Oh, come on.
Sorry, I ruined everyone's day there.
What about the deep fried Twinkies that you get at the state fair?
those have to be really good. Those are almost as good as the
deep fried Snickers.
So in reality, it seems like we're detracting from our healthy environment, and
we are.
You know, unfortunately, people want to come up with anything that tastes good, and you know, if you can take good plastics and put some sugar in them, then they'll probably taste good. I mean, that's essentially what Crisco is. So, you know, we really got to be careful with what we're putting in our bodies and read the label. I mean, if we want to help our health and help our immune system, we need to look at what's coming in the label. And if it says high fructose corn syrup or partially hydrogenated soybean oil, those are probably two key ingredients that we want to avoid. And even ones that say natural flavors, that's a code name for MSG.
That's right.
So,
and what are those natural flavors, really?
That's
interesting. If it reads like a chemistry book, stay away.
Yes, yes. The mono, what's MSG stand for? Mono something?
Monosodium glutamate.
Glutamate, there you go.
There you go.
And if you eat any Chinese food, a lot of the Chinese places have MSG in their food.
Right, right. You can ask them to take it out in many places.
Yeah, and they typically do. And then you look at the sugar-free stuff out there, and you're getting aspartame, and you're also getting Splenda.
Yes.
Those aren't necessarily good sugars to take in.
They're not at all. As a matter of fact, aspartame, the research on that has been showing that there's a direct correlation to fibromyalgia. How do you like that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me. And we've even seen stuff with cancer, too.
That's right.
Pertaining to that. So, in reality, some of the good sugars out there, I would say, and, you know, limit the sugars if you're going to take them.
Absolutely.
Would be stevia and xylitol.
Yeah, and it's not a sugar.
Right.
We shouldn't say it's a good sugar because it's not a sugar.
Right.
Maybe a sweetener substitute.
That's the right word.
You know, stevia, xylitol, and these are all natural sources. Stevia is from a plant.
Right. Agave is another good
agave,
one.
You know, absolutely.
Each of them has their pros and cons of why you would use each of those.
Right, and you only need a very little bit, especially stevia, a very little bit. Mm-hmm. And they've got packets you can carry around now if you want to take them with you.
That's amazing.
So it's a very good source of sweetener.
And the other one that I seem to like is Lohan, but Lohan's pretty pricey. But if you can get some Lohan, it's typically about $20 for a little dropper kind of bottle-sized thing.
And that's all you need, though, is just a couple drops.
But, it is a little pricey. But, we're heading into a break. We'd love for you to join the show in progress. If you'd like to join the show in progress, the phone number is 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. We have a line open for you if you'd like to join the show. And we will be back after these commercial messages. This is Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and Dr. Stephen Ross.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today. Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your hosts, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And today we are talking about immune challenges and just overall health. I mean,
we're hitting a lot of different subjects here today. This is a great show.
Well, it's really important that people understand that immune challenges cause a variety of different side effects, or issues, from sleep to fatigue to anything from
digestive,
digestion,
neurological. Absolutely.
Yes. So it's essentially everything, and we really are, we've given you the problem. Now let's provide a solution for these listeners. And so what are some of the common things that you use with patients that are feeling sick?
First of all, we want to find out what the cause is. Mm-hmm. And again, as I said, stress is probably the major issue here, but how is that stress affecting you? How are you bringing in that stress?
Right.
There's some really specialized testing that we can do to find out how the body is really functioning, mm-hmm. and that's really important. If the environmental stress has accumulated in our body in the way of heavy metals, for instance, like mercury or chromium or a number of different heavy metals. We can find out where that is and remove that. We have what we call the four R's of
right.
health. You're familiar with
I'm
right?
I'm very familiar with that.
The first R meaning remove, uh-huh. remove the offending agent. So we have to find the cause. And the first thing that I'll ask people is, how much mercury do you have in your mouth? And they'll say, I don't have any mercury in my mouth. I say, open up. And they've got the silver amalgams, right? Well, that's mercury.
Yeah.
That's mercury. So one of the first things we'll do is ask them to go see a dentist that can properly remove that mercury, because that has a direct effect on every system in the body there's mercury toxicities. So detoxification, very important. Again, if there are other toxins infiltrating to the body, let's evaluate and find out what those toxins are and then start removing them. And then what's the second R? Do you remember the second
R? Remove, re-inoculate.
Re-inoculate.
Yep.
Absolutely. Re-inoculate. So we want to bring in we want to bring in good bacteria, our probiotics, very, very beneficial. Bring in good bacteria to re-inoculate and rebuild our good bacteria and push out our bad bacteria. And the third R?
Regenerate.
Regenerate, restore.
Restore, regenerate.
Restore. So we want to restore the body.
Correct.
With good nutrients, botanicals, and herbs. Start changing our lifestyle. Start changing our eating habits, what we're putting into our body. And then the final R is
regenerate, right?
It's rebuild.
Rebuild.
I think I've got these right here. I've got these right.
So I actually think you're right on.
Rebuild the body.
Yeah.
And this can take some time. We could be looking at 6 months. We could be looking at a year, 2 years, whatever it might be. But this is typically the process any functional medicine practitioner will go through.
Right.
And it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, and you know, I look at this, you know, and let's put this in layman's terms for the listeners, is that if your house is full of junk, okay, from the floor to the ceiling, and you need to get rid of it, the best way to do it, if you ever see any of those houses, the shows on TLC or whatever, Flip This House or, you know, however they do those shows, is they remove everything.
That's right.
And then they start putting in the things you need specifically, and the stuff that you don't, they get rid of.
Right.
And that's exactly what the 4-Hour Program is doing, right,
that's
Dr.
Right.
Ross?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Clean it out and rebuild.
And then another key aspect is vitamin C, and this is something that you use with your patients.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the question is, what kind of vitamin C? There's different vitamin C's out there. There's calcium ascorbate. There's vitamin C that's ascorbic acid-based vitamin C.
It's vitamin C with bioflavonoids.
You got it. And and there was a study that came out a few years back, and it was done by a doctor named Dr. Vajdani, and he looked at vitamin C.
Vajdani.
So he looked at a research piece, or he looked at a vitamin C, ascorbic acid-based vitamin C, compared to that of a metabolite mineral system, you know, which you guys provide. And what they found was that the vitamin C that was ascorbic acid-based vitamin C had a less of a chance of increasing the white blood cells. In fact, the vitamin C that's a fat-soluble based vitamin C, a metabolite system, a vitamin C used ultra-potent C, actually showed an 18 to 25% higher uptake in white blood cells than plain ascorbic acid based vitamin C.
And I don't think many people realize that there's a difference in vitamin C.
Absolutely.
They think they get a vitamin C at the drugstore or at a wholesale store and it's cheap. Why not take it? It might not be doing you a whole lot of good.
Right. And then the second aspect of that was he wanted to see what the absorption was. And then what he wanted to see was how much of an effect would have, like an ultra-potent C, which is a metabolite vitamin C buffered system, have on natural killer cell activity. So he compared ascorbic acid-based vitamin C compared to the ultra-potent C. And what he found was that the ascorbic acid-based vitamin C had a decrease in natural killer cell activity, and then eventually an increase.
So it did just the opposite that the general public would assume.
You got it. And then the ultra potent C had a steady incline. And the scary thought about this is that when people are sick, they don't want to decrease the natural killer cell activity. They want to increase the natural killer cell activity.
Right. And natural killer cell activity is very important in our immune system.
Yeah. It's
And just to make mention here, Dr. Vajdani works with Neuroscience, who is one of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to have him and a couple of the other research doctors on here in the next couple of shows.
Absolutely. That would be ideal. And when we look at vitamin C, I mean, this is such a huge aspect. It's really important to make sure you're getting the right kind. And we talk about natural killer cell activity, and I have a great analogy for that. It's like the front line in the frontline army, okay?
Right.
These are the guys that are going to protect you so that you don't end up suffering, your immune system to suffer any kind of damage. And so we want to make sure that our natural killer cell activity is increased versus decreased. And another aspect of this Vajdani study that he did was he looked at water polo players in that I think it was the USC women's water polo team. And if we looked at, think about water polo players or athletes who are generally causing more immune challenges because they're stressing their body out more, especially in a pool environment where they have chlorine.
That's right, filled with chlorine.
Uh-huh, and bacteria and some of the other things out there. That becomes a problem. And I don't know about you, but I played sports growing up. And when we see people who, when we miss key players on our team, that affects everything.
Absolutely.
And so if people are sick, that becomes an issue. And essentially what he did was he gave each of these patients that are on the team, they gave them 3 grams of the ultra potent C, and they had an increase in their natural killer cell activity by a tenfold increase. And so it was very, very powerful to have that kind of increase.
And where was this study published?
Dr. Vajdani did this one. This is in the journal Nutritional Environmental Medicine, 1997.
Okay.
Chapter 7, page 187 through 95, if anyone wants to go through the details of that. And then that was the first part, and the second part was in the Immunopharmacology, Immunotoxicology, 1997, August 19th, section 3, 291 through 312 are the page numbers.
So even 11 years ago, we knew this to be a fact.
Yeah.
And they continue to produce, for lack of a better word, junk vitamins.
You better believe it. And
and
some of the advantages are that here's something that happens with ascorbic acid-based vitamin C is that it actually has a decrease in natural killer cells, which I already mentioned, but people typically can get diarrhea from taking vitamin
C.
And the ascorbic acid-based vitamin Cs, you typically see them in the store,
right,
and you get them there. You know, people say, well, the natural source of vitamin C is so important, but you'd literally need to chop down a tree to get the natural source of vitamin C. And I think eating just an orange a day will help a little bit, but it's not going to get to what you need to do to cause preventative applications for immune challenges.
Right. There's a lot that can be done. It's important to know what nutrients you need, how much you need, what the source is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that before, about quality.
Absolutely.
And quality is absolutely the pinnacle when you're buying vitamins. If you're not getting good quality, you're basically, for lack of a better word, developing expensive urine.
Yep, you're wasting. The most expensive vitamin is the one that doesn't work. And then continuing with Vajdani's study was that he had 78% of his patients experienced a tenfold increase in natural killer cell activity. So that's a huge, 1,000% increase in their natural killer cell
activity. So again, what kind of vitamin C is the most beneficial?
The one that works. No, the ultra potent C is going to be a very beneficial.
And what does that consist of?
And it has a metabolite system. And the metabolite system allows it so that the body doesn't have diarrhea. It's ascorbic acid.
So it buffers.
You got it buffered.
It's natural buffer.
Natural buffered. It also is gentle on the GI system, which through the buffered delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
And it has mineral ascorbates as well as a fat-soluble form of vitamin C. So it allows the absorption to be better. And then on top of that, allows you to increase your natural killer cell activity.
Right.
That's just one of the many things.
Right.
And there's other things that could be beneficial. Zinc's very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms. Immune-enhancing mushrooms.
And all this is available on our website now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you can go to curingthecause.com, and Dr. Ross has all the nutrition available there. But ideally, this is just a slight little bit of what you should be taking. But in reality, you should come see Dr. Ross because there may be more serious immune challenges. You may have a chronic condition, and you've allowed it to go chronic because you didn't take care of it at the root, and now the situation has become chronic. And that's what Dr. Ross specializes in. That's what Curing the Cause is about. That's what the book, the CD, the DVD, the study guide system is all about. And right now there's a special if you'd like to join Dr. Ross and have him take a look at what you're doing or take a look at your symptoms, there's a special for $47 to come see Dr. Ross and get the full exam. It's typically $199, so this is a very good savings, and it allows you to get your foot back on the track to recovery and really to help get healthy. And if it's maybe not you who has these kind of issues, you have a friend, a family member, then we really want you to call in and take advantage of the special. We have a caller on the line that we're going to get to right after the commercial breaks. Jeff, stay tuned. We will get to your call. If you'd like to join the show in progress, the phone number is 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. This is Body Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today. Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at NeuroRelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your hosts, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And today we're talking about immune challenges, health, anything that has to do with the body, and people don't realize how important it is to keep your immune system healthy. We see stress issues, we see sleeping issues, you see all this in your office.
Right, digestive issues, hormonal issues, all
amazing.
Related.
Yeah, so.
All related to stress.
Well, we have a caller on the line that we'd like to get to, and also if you'd like to join the show in progress, we do have a line available for you. It's 866-472-5792. So let's go to the first caller. We have Jeff. Jeff from La Jolla. Jeff, how can we help you?
Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, Doc? How you doing? I have
great.
A quick question. I have a diabetic mother-in-law who swears by Crystal Light. Now, I heard you talk about aspartame. Would she be better off drinking low doses of regular sugary drinks versus using the Crystal Light?
That's a great question.
Well,
to
if
ask.
It's one or the other, yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, with the with type 2 diabetes, and you're using the aspartame and so forth, it's really important to use the right kind of sugars. In fact, what we found was there's research showing that fructose, not high fructose corn syrup or some of the fructose out there that can be really give you a glycemic spike, but you could actually use fructose, natural fructose, which is found in fruits, to really help patients with this. And Dr. Ross has a whole program for type 2 diabetes.
Right, right.
That would be ideal.
And that really fits into that first line therapy. But I want to address Jeff's question, is one better than the other?
Yes.
And I would say yes, a natural sugar source as opposed to aspartame. But I'm not promoting sugar, mind you, because somebody with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, that's the last thing that they need is to have these sugar spikes. And you're saying that this is her...
Well, she thinks if it's sugar-free, she's doing good by not drinking versus drinking soda. And I was like, it has a lot of stuff in it. You need to check on it.
That's right.
But... you know, mother-in-laws, they don't listen to their son-in-law too much.
Well, you know, you can always bring the research to them, but unfortunately, I think unless it's brought by some other carrier, again, they may not listen to you. But aspartame has really got some bad after effects. I even know of a couple of dietitians that use an aspartame-based drink, a so-called protein drink, to help the individuals lose weight. And, I can't tell you how many side effects there are to that. So I would definitely get away from the aspartame.
Okay.
And I think, Drake, you've got quite a bit of research on that as well. It's not just what I'm saying, but it's out there.
You're absolutely right. And essentially what it is, it's a sweetener. It's marketed under different trademark names such as Equal, NutraSweet, Canderel. It's an ingredient that approximately 6,000 consumer foods and beverages it's sold worldwide. So
right.
The marketing of aspartame has far outdone what aspartame does. So if they can market it and it says sugar-free, people think it's God's gift to mankind.
Healthy.
But in reality, when you're dealing with the sugar-free, it's actually going to cause some side effects. And it's a methyl ester, which can cause damage as well to the body. And it's absolutely fascinating how, if you look at the deep science of what these molecules are, it's scary to think what you're getting.
Right, right. So definitely encourage her to stay away from the aspartame.
Okay.
And, if she's interested, give me a call. Give me a call at the office, and we can talk more in depth about that. And in many cases, there's a lot we can do for type 2 diabetics.
What's the office number there, Dr. Ross?
858-481-1131. And we'll pass along the discount to her as well for first visit consultation. Normally $195. We're doing it for $47.
Got it. 858-481-1131.
You got it.
Thanks a lot.
You
take
bet,
care, Jeff.
Thank you.
You
thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And, this gives us an opportunity to address some of the sweeteners out there, aspartame, Splenda, which is Splenda's more of a sucralose-based.
What is sucralose, though?
Well, sucralose is another chemical. It's essentially chlorine in your brain.
Right.
And so we do that, and we cause, different pathways to react different ways.
That's right.
So that becomes quite the problem. So there's different ways we can really go about doing this the right way and really getting people the right kind of sugars. And like I mentioned before, fructose, natural fructose found in sugar, is ideal. Natural fructose, natural sugar found in fruit,
right,
is going to be ideal for your type 2 diabetic patient or even somebody who's pre-diabetes because it doesn't cause that spike that some of these other ones can.
That's right.
So.
That's right. In one of our shows coming up here shortly, we're going to have one of the leading researchers on diabetes and nutrition, Dr. Michael Danziger, who is a professor at Tufts University,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that did the research initially on the four biggest diets, which had then developed into the television show The Biggest Loser. So it'll be interesting to talk to Dr. Danziger coming up here on the next couple of weeks here about diabetes, about type 2 diabetes and nutrition. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
and
that's such a great, good show. And I think The Biggest Loser's on tonight, from what I understand. I haven't watched the show, but it's really interesting to see people go from one aspect to another and have incredible success there. And really what we're trying to do is help anyone with health concerns to get from the starting point to the finish line. And you, the cool thing with Dr. Ross is he allows you to put together your goals and help you achieve those, because health is such a big aspect. And at the same time, not just diagnosis, but also that you can reach your health goals. And Dr. Ross, is he's done this for many, many years, and really helping patients get to the root of their cause, and that get to the root cause of their problems.
Right.
And that is really the issue here. I mean, curing the cause is about getting to the root problem, and how we can really take advantage of the aspect that people have these sicknesses, and how we can get to the root cause.
That's right.
And help them get better.
That's right. And as you talk about goals, we're talking about, anything from I want to be able to play with my grandchildren. I want to be able to get back on the golf course again. I want to be able to read a book a week instead of falling asleep through the process. Everybody's got goals. Everybody's got goals that are all directly related to your health, whether it's financial goals, whether it's relationship goals. If you're not feeling well, how are you going to be able to give back?
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest goals, too. People want to be able to give back. They want to be able to give back to their loved ones, to their friends, to the world. And if you're not healthy, you have nothing to give back.
Well, and, my wife and I are suckers for feel-good shows, TV shows and so forth. And there was this one on Fox called Secret Millionaire. And you see these people and the way they live on the meat and potatoes and the milk, and they don't have the money to afford these kind of things. And, it's not really hard to get organic foods and organic products. And if you can do that and you can eliminate some of the other things, it's absolutely amazing what kind of health challenges that you can help prevent or in a sense cure. Eating's a really big aspect. That's what First Sign Therapy is about, and getting the right foods you're eating. Get organic foods. Get locally grown foods. Get as fresh as possible whenever you can.
Right.
Those kind of things. Low glycemic index diet. Don't eat the processed foods. Eat foods.
Stay away from that.
Fresh
when you foods. And when you go shopping the grocery store, stay on the outer circle of the grocery store.
Right.
That's where your healthy foods are.
And Heather was talking about that. And the great thing, Heather actually does shopping opportunities with these patients.
That's right.
And so she'll go into the grocery store with the patient and actually
show them how to shop.
Exactly, which is so key, because people don't realize, when they talk about, well, I got my meat today. Well, was it bologna or was it ham? Or what kind of meat are we talking about? Or, are we
packaged
steak
or fresh?
Yes, exactly. The pasture fish,
fed.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
Absolutely.
So, we are about out of time here, and we really enjoy doing this show.
It's a great show today, Drake.
And
a lot of good information.
Well, we really want to help patients get to the root cause, and on top of that, when they can learn the right vitamins to take, the right nutrients to take, when they can help patient or help their family members with just easy ideas on just eating properly or sleeping from 10 to 6. I mean, those are things that people don't think about.
They're simple steps that you can take to improving your health and encouraging yourself to live longer, but live healthy longer.
Right. And I like to say small steps that make a big improvement.
That's right.
And it's just taking those little steps that really helps you get to helping your health challenges.
Absolutely.
And health concerns. So, we appreciate the callers that are joining the show, and we appreciate, Jeff, your call, and we also appreciate you listeners listening to the show. If you'd like to have more information about Dr. Ross, the phone number for his center is
858-481-1131, and we have somebody standing by right now to take your call.
And also, if you'd like to take a look at us on the website, it's www.curingthecause.com. That's www.curingthecause.com. That's Dr. Ross's website. Please take a look at that. And if you have any health concerns, please give Dr. Ross a call. And we look forward to having you listen to the show next week. And we continue here to show you the latest and greatest research. Wishing you the best and healthy living for the rest of your life. Until next week, this is Body Talk with Drake Kellis
and Dr. Ross.
Have a wonderful week.
Appreciate your joining us this week for Body Talk. We have another topic lined up for you next week, so join us again Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.